Today's meditation is good to do in the evening, perhaps as part of your wind-down routine for bed. You can start by dimming any source of light that you don't need, so as to allow the beauty of the evening sky to come through. And when you're ready, you can step outside or open a window to get a good look and feel for the evening sky. And visually, just dive into the rich and velvety darkness around you. If the moon is out, noting the shape of it. If the moon is C-shaped, it's growing smaller, it's waning. And if the moon is a C in reverse, it will be larger tomorrow and the next day until it gets to be a full moon. Taking note of the stars and the clouds, if you can see those. And simply taking it all in, allowing the pupils to grow big in the absence of light. And inviting that in turn to signal the brain that the day is done. Breathe in the night air, connecting with its special quality. And if you're outside now, you can start to become curious about other qualities that set the night air apart from the air during the day. Noticing the ways in which the world is still moving and the ways in which it has grown quite still. Breathing in that stillness and letting it settle within your own body. Connecting and augmenting that sense of boredom, welcoming it. The eyes may want to close already, but hold on for just a bit longer. We'll end today's meditation with a poem by David White entitled Sweet Darkness. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There, you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing the world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you.